This is IGN.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Miles to go before I sleep. This is your IGN review of Sons of the Forest by Leanna Hafer. It's been a whole year since my early access review of Sons of the Forest, in which I found a deeply creepy and deeply compelling survival game that improved in just about every way on its predecessor. The 1.0 release isn't completely transformative. This is still mostly the same, already impressive survival adventure I've been on before. But it comes with an armload of welcome touch-ups and little additions, bringing it up to a higher standard of polish that lets it really shine. Set several years after The Forest, Sons of the Forest challenges you to survive and uncover new mysteries on a lush, temperate island that reminded me of hiking in the American Pacific Northwest. It's about four times the size of the original's map, and it is downright gorgeous. The amount and variety of vegetation, some of which can be used as a food source or to make medicines, adds a richness to the landscape that we rarely see in this type of game. The lighting is also incredible. Clouds that partially block out the sun on a warm day completely change the mood of my exploration. It's one of those small details that most games ignore, but when one of them gets it right, I really notice. It's also now possible to see it all from the air with a hang glider, which is simply a wonderful experience. The thing that stood out immediately compared to when I played in early access is how much more optimized this island has become on the technical side. The animations that hide the loading times between the exterior world and caves, which could previously hitch for several seconds, now feel mostly seamless. The pop-in with ground clutter is significantly less distracting. My frame rates across the board are much better. In fact, I reviewed the early access version on a 1080p monitor. I'm now playing at 4K on my same trusty RTX 3080, and the only setting I needed to change was bumping DLSS down from quality to balanced. This has allowed me to maintain a very comfortable 30-plus frames per second in the outdoor world most of the time, and averages even higher in caves. There's also quite a bit more weight and context to the story than in early access, beginning with trying to find a billionaire and his family who went missing in the wilderness. It expands on the supernatural elements established in the first game, not always in ways that I enjoyed, but it certainly never got boring. More characters have voice acting now, there are additional documents to be found explaining what's going on with the island, some new boss fights, and a massive new story cave with a fascinating reveal. This cave is also, unfortunately, where I ran into a progress-blocking bug that required me to use console commands to progress, however. That was the only major technical issue I came across, but it was definitely a frustrating one. Aside from that, the presentation of the story has come a long way. One of my primary criticisms of the early access version of Sons of the Forest was that the ending felt rushed and unfinished, which it was, to be fair, and that has been mostly addressed, too. Sean Ashmore was brought on to voice the previously voiceless Timmy, your son from the first game, and he definitely helps the character feel more fully realized, although I think he has something like 20 lines across the entire story, and doesn't sound like he was given a ton of context for the situation his character is in when he delivers them. Regardless, I felt like I fully understood the plot and the motivations of the various characters this time around, whereas in early access, it was a bit confusing to piece all of that together from incomplete information. Much like in the first game, Sons of the Forest's disturbing cannibals cleverly subvert everything we've been taught about video game enemies, prioritizing self-preservation over aggression. Every run-in with these bone-clad baddies begins with a tense standoff, and many will choose not to fight, especially if they're alone and you don't act afraid of them. They can climb trees to get away or pounce on you from above, and even set ambushes, disguising themselves in piles of leaves. It's terrifying, particularly if you're caught outside at night and you can hear that they're nearby, but you don't know where. Every time I thought they were out of surprises, they surprised me again. They've gotten even tougher since early access as well. They're more dangerous than before on default difficulty settings, with more intelligent combat tactics and better teamwork. They also started appearing in larger groups much earlier in my playthrough than I had come to expect. It feels like defensive walls and traps are actually a necessity now if you want to have a successful base, whereas in early access, I felt like they were mostly optional. There's still not a ton of incentive to spend a lot of time setting up a permanent base if you're mostly interested in the main story. It's more something you can do if you enjoy it, and I personally prefer more of a nomad playstyle. But it's nice that they fleshed it out for everyone who mainly plays Sons of the Forest to build cool stuff. Sons of the Forest takes everything its predecessor did well and does it a little bit better. And considering how much I enjoyed the original, I can easily recommend this strong follow-up. Exploring a huge, beautiful, deadly island through the changing seasons is a treat on its own. The new base-building mechanics could entertain me for days without ever touching the main story. And to top it all off, we have smarter and more unsettling enemy behavior paired with thoughtfully improved combat. The technical polish and touched-up story since its early access release round out what is easily one of my favorite open-world survival crafting games ever. Sons of the Forest's IGN score? 9 out of 10. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest on Sons of the Forest, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.